This week's subject is quarterback Marcus Mariota. Everybody focuses on what he does on the field, and he's coming off probably his best game of the year. But the Titans organization is proud of what number 8 does off the field. I want to start off asking you about the Motivate Foundation and what you did a couple weeks ago for those kids. 1,000 kids getting to go to the Hawaii-San Diego State game. What a thrill for them. What gave you the idea to do that?
It really started with my mom and my dad, and then we just kind of reached out to the community, and we figured out what was best, what kids would enjoy the most, and that's what it came down to. We're really happy we were able to do it. I thought it was a very successful event. Hopefully we'll be able to do it for many years to come.
The experiences, giving those young people a chance to go see a college football game and be able to enjoy it, and not just football, but to go places that they wouldn't normally get to go. Is that a big part of it?
For sure. They got a meal. They got some T-shirts. Got some gear. Talked to Coach Stutzman and Coach Rolovich, who are on staff at the University of Hawaii. So they got to experience much more than just a football game. And when you're able to do that, it makes that much more special.
You have 3 home bases, don't you? Between Hawaii, Oregon, and Nashville. Is it hard to keep up with things at times?
A little bit. I'm very fortunate, though. I've got a good group of people that surround me. They keep me updated, whether it's here in Nashville, in Oregon, or back home in Hawaii. And to be able to have that group that supports me is something special and something I don't take for granted.
When you sneak away for the bye weekend and you go see your friends in Eugene, what's it like for you to go back to the University of Oregon?
It's pretty special. A lot of good memories, a lot of hard work put into everything out there. So it's fun to go back and see what the university is now. I mean, there's a bunch of new buildings. It's growing. Eugene's growing. To see my brother there and just enjoy some time with him, that's what makes it the most fun. And I just enjoy going back and just kind of reliving some of those memories. And, you know, it's a special place for us as a family. And, you know, hopefully my brother will continue to have some of those good memories.
Do you have certain places you have to go eat?
There's a few places. It doesn't matter whether I'm coming in for a day or for a couple weeks. I always kind of find ways to go there.
Now, you're a big breakfast guy.
Yeah.
You like breakfast. Do you have a breakfast place in Eugene?
Yes, definitely. It's a little diner called Buddy's. It's kind of like a hole-in-the-wall little mom-and-pop shop. And it's fun because when you go there, it's still the same people that go and eat the restaurant. And they know my brother and I and my family by name. And it's quite enjoyable when you're able to go back and just see some familiar faces and enjoy really just some quiet time.
Are you a breakfast guy on game day?
Yeah, for sure. Because usually, I mean, you don't, for us, if we're playing a noon kickoff, we don't eat until after the game. So I'm usually pretty big breakfast guy.